Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Well, that's me, owner of a lonely heart, you see, because the Myers, well, he's disappeared into the ether. Well, I say ether, it's France, and nobody can find him. Last seen under a seed bush. Because he's digging, you see. He's got a big garden in France, and that's where he is. So you've got me. Sorry. Anyway, we might get to know the show a bit quicker and talk and not talk complete and utter nonsense as we normally do. But you love that. I've got to say, guys, Dave's it's like losing your right arm. It's a bit odd. So, you know, bear with me if I wander off, which, as you well know, I have a propensity to do. So Dave's off. I'm flying solo and flies down as well. And it's going to be a great show. So go and make some tea, chill out, and for the next 2 hours, we're going to have some rock and roll.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
So now, listen, this is the sprary. It's the hairy even. It's the sprary springtime recipe. It's the hairy springtime recipe. And it's whole baked fish with sun-dried tomatoes. Now, what we thought, you see, it's a good share and care and dish this. So you stick a big sea bass or some whatever fish you can get your hands on. You can have salmon, you can have whatever you fancy. Sea trout, anything. And then what you do is, when you bake something and you have a centrepiece, it's such a lovely thing to have, man. And it's so simple. So one fish it'll serve about two. Prep time's about 20 minutes. It's not bad on the old calaroonies either. So it's great. So you've got you put some red onion, some ciabatta bread, some sun-dried tomatoes. You know, those ones you drain them, but, you know, they're still in the oil. Garlic, some pine nuts, fresh parsley. You whack all that in, sea salt, pepper, lemon juice. Make sure, obviously, you've gutted and scaled the fish, because otherwise you'll be chewing bits that you didn't really want. And also, be careful if your granny's coming round, so, you know, take a bit off for her, because she'll like a fillet, you know. And there's no batter. I can hear you from here. There's no... You're not deep frying it, you're not doing it, you're baking it. Because what it does, you see, it preserves all the flavours. And it's just, well, it's flipping lush. So there's one for now. Anyway, it's on the website, so go and have a look, because it's worth eating it. And it looks great on the table and you get all excited. And if you don't like fiddling about with fish bones, just bake it as I've told you, as per the recipe, and then just, you know, just take it off the bone. And then you've just got a copious amount of loveliness as opposed to working through bones, because I know our Dave, you see, he's not keen on bone fiddling, so he just wants to eat it, whereas I'm more immersive in my approach to the food that I eat. as Dave will well testify.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
What we love about you guys, and Dave and I particularly, what we absolutely adore is all the emails that you send in, because they're absolutely hilarious. Some of them, I have to say, are completely inappropriate and not fit for broadcast. So, as much as Dave and I would like to put them in, but here's a tame one. Here's a tame one. It's from a guy called John Foster. And he says, raising money for Macmillan Cancer Research. Hello, the Hairy Bikers. Big smiley face. My name is John, and I'm from a small town called Nuneaton, which is near Coventry in the West Midlands. I'm a huge fan, and I listen to the show every morning when I go to work and drive back home, and it always puts a smile on me little mush. Oh, well, thanks, mugger. Anyway, the reason for this message is he's doing a spring wolf run in Warwick. The run is a 10K. Crumbs. With loads of mud, obstacles, freezing water, and that sort of schmozzle. So, plus, I'll be doing it. He's doing it after he's finished his night shift as well. He's full on our John. And I'm also trying to raise money for Macmillan Cancer Support. And I was wondering if you could post me page on the site. Of course we can. Thanks for reading me message out. You guys rock. Well, what a marvellous human being you are, John. Well done, Mucker. And after a night shift, you mustn't do much at work then, eh? You know what I mean? You're going to be one of those ones that brings loads of sarnies and white bread in a bag of watsits. And you know what happens with men that eat watsits and left alone a lot. Yes, good lad, John. Go crack on. And definitely, we'll put that up. We'll put that up, mate. And the very best of luck, because it's... Well, you'll be doing it. I'm not entirely sure. It's now, John. So if you're listening to this, you're not... You've got the bus, haven't you?
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers. And the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
It's the Sunday Roast Amnesty.
Si and Dave's Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
And it's from Helen and Gary. The subject is belly pork and that darn crackling. Oh dear. Mothering Sunday, I thought I'd do something special. So I followed your belly pork recipe to the letter, rubbed the salt and thyme into the hind, the oven temperatures, laid it on a bed of onions and apple and cider, your gorgeous semolina coated crispy roasties, everything. But still, an hour after enjoying such a succulent feast, the crackling was still in the oven. And we are patiently waiting for that fantastic sound of well-hardened, tasty crackling. What did we do wrong? We are trying the pork loin stuffed with bacon, rolled in bacon for the next week and keep my fingers crossed. Oh, man. Gaz, hells. Right, belly pork. The thing about belly pork is that what you need to do, it has a large fat content and large intramuscular fat. Now, the good thing about it is that it should go really crispy. Now, the oven temperatures need to be spot on. So, you said you've done that, which is fine. What you could do, another top tip, which I think, I can't remember what they were saying in this recipe, but what you can do is pour boiling water over it and rub the salt and the thyme in then as well, you see, because it opens out the scores in the skin, pushes the salt a little bit deeper. But you've got us flummoxed, because I must have cooked that 20 times, and it's foolproof. So, one of two things have happened. Either you two are numbnuts, or there's something wrong with the recipe. Well, I can absolutely say there is nothing wrong with the recipe. So what I suggest you do, let's forget the recipe for the minute. Go back to the source of where you got your belly pork. Was the skin dry? Did you pat it dry? Is it the best bit of belly pork you could find? Did you buy it from the supermarket? Or did you buy it from a butcher? Where did you buy it? How much did you pay for it? All of these questions I have on my lips to sort your answer out. But, alas, I have no answers. But all I can say is that the flaming recipe's brilliant.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
You're listening to the Hairy Rock Show on Planet Rock with Si. Now, we've got some more emails. And keep them coming, because we absolutely love them. You're a bunch of complete and utter loonies. It's great. We're very fond of receiving them. Some of them are just brilliant. Anyway, listen, this is one from, no, I like this name, Evelyn Lavelle. Yes. Hello, Evelyn. She goes, hey guys, have you ever heard of or been to Bonfest? It happens every April, well, on the, between the 28th and the 30th, I think it is. Of April, and it's in Bond's hometown of Kirriemuir, and it's awesome, she says. Now, a statue of Bond, which was made possible by fans donating all over the world, was unveiled last year, and basically Bonfest just gets bigger and bigger everywhere. There's a campsite next to the venue, and I thought it would be great if you guys could rock up and did your show from there on of a Sunday. it would make us all a cracking hangover cure brekkie. You don't flipping want much, Evelyn, do you? Do you know? You know, not, oh, come over, lads. Come on, scab a crack. We'll have a, you know, we'll put a tent up for you. We'll have a good bit, you know, we'll have a crack on. We'll even make you brekkie. Oh, no, no. No, not with Evelyn Lavelle, no. No, just because you've got a nice name doesn't mean to say, you know, you can take them. You know. Come over, put your own tent up, get drunk, cook us a hangover breakfast. On your flipping bike. You joking? I love you guys, and I love the show. And keep doing what you're doing, right on. Well, we will. We will. I would be good to go that, to do that, wouldn't it? Do the show from Bonfest. And not do anything else. Because Evelyn's asked. You see, if Dave was here, he'd be going, oh, that'd be a good idea, that, Kingy. We'll cook everybody breakfast. Are you mad? No. How many people go? Oh, 1,500. Oh, well, that'll not take long. You know, we'll be there at lap past four in the flaming afternoon, Evelyn. What are we going to cook it on? Well, who's going to supply the beer? Oh, you want us to supply it as well, do you? Oh, yeah. So not only do you want... Honestly, you've got more neck than Dewhurst's, you.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.